Yesterday we quoted the words of the Ramah with regard to the laws of Kaddish, that preferably in the event that there is someone who has a chiyuv to recite Kaddish, then they should do so. In the event that there is no one in such a situation, v'yafilu mi she'eshul av v'eim yochul omro im ein av v'im ha'makpidim. We said that even in the event that there's no one else around that has an obligation to say Kaddish, and you have fortune enough to have parents, you're allowed to still recite Kaddish, provided that they are not particular. They're not makbid that you're saying Kaddish. That's not a problem. He continues and says, you'd have to ask permission. So we mentioned yesterday. Yeah, you have to find out whether or not they're makbid. We cannot assume necessarily that they're not. V'chein nohagu bizmanehem. This is our custom. Shepa'amim hoya neched omer Kaddish al ziknaso. It's possible that we'll find a grandson, who will recite Kaddish on behalf of his grandfather who had passed away, a grandmother. Shlo hishir achreihem bonim zechorim. And a practical reason why this may be the case, even though this boy's parents are still alive, let's say it was his mother's parent that passed away, and therefore the mother is not going to be reciting the Kaddish, and therefore even though his parents are alive, it may be in his best interest, their best interest, that Kaddish should still be recited through their grandchild or their child. Of course, it has to be v'haskama sam. You still would have to ask their permission, and if that permission would be granted, then you, the grandchild, could say the Kaddish on behalf of your grandparent who passed away.
It's just giving a
scenario of when it's possible that we can see that someone who is not necessarily lost a parents, that still Kaddish may be said by them. This would just be one of many examples that are provided. But it says over here that the reason why you must ask permission is kiyesh lochush. We should be concerned that l'shema yishalu habrios al zeh shema aviv o'imo meisuchas hashom aris karusa l'safasim. The reason why you can't just take it for granted is that rumors can spread. And even though a person's parents are alive, people who may not know them, maybe they don't live in the same community, they'll see you reciting Kaddish, and they're going to say, oh my goodness, what a tragedy. This person must be saying Kaddish because his father, his mother passed away. And because of this, it's very important that before a person would do so, that permission should be granted. Now, the question that is next asked is as follows. That gam achrei gomer hashana yesh chashivas la'miras Kaddish shel ben. Now, what happens if, let's say, the entire year went by, and for whatever reason, there's always stories that the person didn't even realize that person's parent passed away. Or maybe practically, maybe the child was not knowledgeable or was unable, for whatever reason, to say Kaddish for that entire year. So, Kaddish was never said for this person. Do we, after a year, instruct this child to still recite Kaddish, or we say he lost the opportunity? So, as we've seen about a month or so ago, the story of Rabbi Akiva, which he brings in great detail over here, which we read before about a month ago, was that Rabbi Akiva encountered a child who had not recited Kaddish on behalf of the father, and he instructed and educated this person who knew absolutely nothing. He didn't even have a bris milah, and he finally taught him how to daven, and that's exactly what he did, and he recited Kaddish, even though it was much, much past the year. And therefore we see from this story that this is also the halacha, that if a person did not recite Kaddish for an entire year, still it's in the nifter's best interest that Kaddish should still be recited a year later. L'chein, misha shama patiras aviv o imo rak achri gemar shana. Let's say a person, so again, this does happen, didn't know that the person's father or mother died, and it's been a year already. Yomer kadesh achrehem miyom shemisaso meshech yudbeis chodesh. She says that you would still be able to say kadesh from the time that you heard about their passing. Maybe you heard they died 4 years ago. So now you should start saying kadesh for still a period of a year. V'im shama al pitirasa misoch hashana. What happens, let's say you heard it late, but not that late. You heard it, let's say, a few months after their passing. Yomer miyom hashimu ad gamar yud al chadashim miyom haptira. That since you're in that same year, then the halacha is that you should only say kaddish up until the year, like a person would typically do, with 11 months, until that 11th month from the time that they passed away. We'll see one last piece. The question is asked, what happens with regard to a parent who's not Jewish? A person lost a parent, and they're not Jewish. How is this possible? You're a convert. You're a ger. The question is, if they come up to you, and they ask the Shiloh, I want to say Kaddish, do we discourage them from the resending of Kaddish? Or do we say no? After all, it's a parent. So maybe Kaddish is recited. This is the Shiloh, which we're going to see, and that's how we'll conclude. It's brought down in the Ramah. It says, Toelos HaGadol Sheish L'meis K'Sheish L'Ben HaOmer Kaddish. It's a tremendous Toelos, a tremendous benefit for the Meis that the parent, the child will say Kaddish on their behalf. So what if this Meis, the deceased, is a non-Jew? So it says as follows, V'ger HaRotza L'Omer Kaddish L'Spali L'Ithnei HaOmud Al Aviv Imo Goyim Shemeso. He wants to do something. He wants to daven. He wants to recite the Kaddish. But his parents are not Jewish. And he's a convert. Yesh lozem makom for a shy. We say that there's a place for him to do so. And he's actually permitted to say Kaddish. And also to daven in front of the Amud. But he adds something. He says, Ach, kivan shetamua hadavar l'rabim. Since a lot of people are going to be very... consider this to be a little bit odd behavior, bizarre, that he's reciting Kaddish, he's down from the Almud, even though it's not a Jewish parent. Lo yasekin tamid of kavius. He, even though we do ask him, allow him to daven from the Almud, he doesn't do on the same amount of times as someone who would have lost a parent who was Jewish. Elo b'derech harai, we just allow him to do it once in a while. Sho yargishu kokach, the yochalasos, Sharnyanim kigon lomer tehillim losei tzedakah. We at least want to differentiate between this passing and the passing of a Jew. But nonetheless, if this person wants to be engaged in other activities, such as the resending of tehillim or the giving tzedakah on behalf of the parent that passed away, that's also something which we would encourage to this child as well.